Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
As we continue our deep dive into the Twitter files, we are starting to see some true American patriots that are coming out of the woodworks. One of them, as you know, is Elon Musk for exposing the company. And if you missed, by the way, part one or part two of our deep dive into the Twitter files, make sure you go back and download our podcast and listen to part one and part two. Now, as we expose part three today, we are now seeing some basic issues that are showing up about what it means to be an American, what it means to have freedom of speech. One Democratic lawmaker has now said that Twitter's censorship went not only too far, but it, quote, is simply not what we do in this country. Representative Ro Khanna is now calling out Twitter and other social media companies after Elon Musk is revealing the conservative blacklist that would basically take away your ability to reach, respond, defend, or expose anything the left didn't want you to do. We also now know that they were silencing and they were censoring different people. They were doing it even if they did not, in fact, violate the terms of service with Twitter. I want you to hear what was said by Ro Khanna as he was interviewed on Fox News as the first real Democrat to come forward saying, this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. In fact, what this is about freedom of speech in the United States of America.
O'Connor was one of the only Democrats to immediately sound the alarm about suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. The California congressman joins us now. Just a little bit from what you said to them, that you wrote to them on October 14th, 2020. This seems a violation of the First Amendment principles to restrict the distribution of that material, especially regarding a presidential candidate, seems not in keeping of the principles of NYT versus Sullivan. I say this as a total Biden partisan. The story has now become more about censorship than relatively innocuous emails, and it's become a bigger deal than it would have been. So you're a principled person. You understand the Constitution. You tried to warn them. I think they ignored you. And now you have the revelation that actually, yes, it was happening, Congressman.
Dana, it's problematic. Look, technically they're private actors, but they're effectively a modern public square, and they should not be engaged in censorship. Now, it's one thing for them to say, don't put up sensational pictures of Hunter Biden. I understand that. But to censor the New York Post? Look, the New York Post hasn't written a positive article about me, I think, in my 6 years in Congress. But I would never dream of saying, shut them down or don't allow them to publish articles. I mean, that's the whole essence of democracy, and we need to stand up for the First Amendment.
As there are some that are out there saying that, well, before they would say that anybody who thought conservatives were being shadow banned on Twitter, that was just being paranoid. And now they're saying, well, of course they de-amplified the hard right, and that was the right thing to do. I don't know if that's the best place to land if you're actually concerned about democracy and freedom of speech. Do you think Elon Musk is doing a good thing by releasing this information?
I do. I do think we have to have transparency. And there are two conflicting values, Dana. On the one hand, we shouldn't be censoring people and shouldn't be censoring them based on viewpoint. What concerns me with the second release of the Twitter files is it seems some people are being censored or de-amplified because of their beliefs. Another thing is to have respect. And I don't think you want these sites to have anti-Semitism or racism. But my understanding is it's going beyond that. It's not just that they're taking down speech that is hate, and Elon Musk has said he wants to take that down. It's that they're censoring based on viewpoint. And that's simply not what we do in this country.
I love that a Democrat like Ro Khanna is coming out and saying this. It's simply not what we do in this country. The whole essence of democracy, he says, is something that we need to stand up for, and that is the First Amendment. He said, I would never dream of saying shut them down or don't allow them to publish articles referring to the press, and we now know that is exactly what happened. We also, again, have to go back to what happened, for example, with Dan Bongino. He wasn't silenced for any other reason than he was reaching people. He was changing hearts and minds. He was an individual they decided to banish from Twitter without actually banishing him. They decided that what he had to say was too important, too impactful, too powerful, and they couldn't handle it. So when you went to search for him, you just couldn't find him. When you went to search for his tweets, you just couldn't find him. And that is exactly what has happened with the next phase of these Twitter files that have been released. We are now seeing that this was an all-out war on freedom of speech. It was an all-out war on the ability for conservatives to say things they need to say. We also now know that many people who were actually in the government have been vindicated. I'll give you a great example of that. Former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, has come out claiming vindication for the Trump administration after the latest Twitter file revelation showed how Twitter's standards had eroded in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election. He said, what I said as the Director of National Intelligence in October of 2020 was proven true. The IC had zero intelligence. IC intelligence community had zero intelligence supporting a false narrative that the Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Nobody in the intelligence community had authority to say otherwise. Now, this brings us to the bigger story. Now, Ratcliffe, as the former top intelligence official, he was responding to the Substack journalist Matt Taibbi's latest thread on the Twitter files, which confirmed that Twitter head of safety, Yoel Roth, had met not only with the FBI, but had met with the Department of Homeland Security, and had also met with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and had discussions about the Hunter Biden laptop story. Taibbi and a handful of other independent reporters have been given exclusive access to all of these internal documents and all these internal communications from Elon Musk at Twitter. They have shared now how Twitter worked to suppress the New York Post Hunter Biden reporting under disingenuous pretenses, suppressing the visibility of conservative users. And not just that, but violated the company's own policies while working in conjunction with federal agencies. Now, after the New York Post revealed that Hunter Biden's laptop contained evidence that he, his father, and his uncle had leveraged his father's position as the vice president back then to make millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars for the Biden crime family with foreign associates, Twitter then decided to suppress the story and even limited the ability of users to share it in direct messages. They used their technology that they typically would use to stop the spread of child pornography to stop conservatives from spreading a legitimate news story they knew could make it where Donald Trump would win and Joe Biden would lose. Why did they do it? They claimed that it violated rules against posting hacked materials, even though they and the government knew it was not hacked material. The Twitter files have also exposed that the company's purported reasons for censoring the story were bogus But of course, the national press at the time said, oh, no, no, we're going to dismiss the story as unsubstantiated, so therefore we don't actually have to report on it. Why did they do that? Now, this brings in a bigger part of the story, and I'm going to take you back and remind you. When the Hunter Biden laptop story broke, you then had 51 former top intelligence officials. Within that 50-plus group, you had five former CIA directors or acting directors. That's a lot of people in the intelligence community. Five former CIA directors who signed a letter claiming that the reported materials from Hunter Biden's laptop appeared to be, quote, Russian disinformation. They put this out, giving cover for the media to not touch the story, saying that this is Russian collusion, Russian disinformation. You shouldn't write about it. You shouldn't talk about it. It should all just disappear. Well, we know that some of the people, for a fact, in that 50-plus group of former intelligence officials, they actually knew the story was real. They knew it because they were in the intelligence community when they got a hold of the laptop a year earlier. And they understood and still had security clearance, and they had people that were feeding them information. They knew the story was legitimate. So they lied to the American people. And that's when John Ratcliffe, he forcefully spoke out against the claim in October of 2020. He said, Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign. He then went on to say, let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there is no intelligence that supports that. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, I want to hit pause for just a moment on the Twitter files, and I'm going to go back to some of the new revelations, but let me just remind you why all of this matters. Hunter Biden right now, apparently, is selling artwork for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is Hunter Biden's artwork worth that much? No. But we also know that people in the art business use it to funnel money, to wash money, to clean money. It's a way to money launder to different people. That's what we know for a fact. And what we are now seeing is Hunter Biden, this is the new way that he can make cash. He can't do as many deals as he was doing before the way he was doing them because everybody's now watching him. So how do you keep the family business going? How do you keep the coffers filled with cash? How do you capitalize on what's happening right now? You do what you can to get every dime if you're running a crime family business like Hunter Biden is, while your dad's the president. And when you need people to give you money and they can't just write you a check or put you on a board anymore, your option is to figure out a way to clean that money and figure out a way to bring it in. And they figured it out. They figured it out by doing exactly what many other shady businessmen do around the world. You buy art. Or in this case, you sell art and you don't have to disclose who bought it or where the funds came from. Now, there have been some leaks that have come out that a lot of the art is being sold into China. Why? Well, clearly, China is in business with the Biden crime family. We know this from the loans. We know this from their emails. We know this from their business structures. We know this from Tony Bobulinski. We know this from other whistleblowers. And we know it from the cash and receipts that were all left on his laptop. But how is he still doing it when you know the end is in sight? And there's a good chance that your dad may not run for re-election. And you look at his age, and you're not a legitimate businessman, and he's clearly not a legitimate businessman. You do whatever the hell you have to do to survive in the shady world. Take a listen to this about the, and this is, again, happening right now in America in December of 2022. This is not years ago. This is right now.
New York City Art Gallery unveiling a new painting by Hunter Biden, and the asking price is $225,000. Jimmy Vela is the host of Fox Across America. That's a lot.
That's big money, and if you think the price is high, you should meet the painter. Hey, everybody. Good to see you. Come on now. But the reason this is, it does look bad. Like, no administration has ever cared less about optics than this one. Because I think the belief is they don't expect backlash from the press. But understand, prior to Joe Biden becoming the president, there was no market for Hunter Biden. Okay, he wasn't a known commodity in the art world. The only thing he was known for, forgive me, right, is painting the town. Mm-hmm. Okay, there was no demand for this. Right. So it looks a little ridiculous that they might be peddling a little influence here. And this very much overlaps with the accusation in the Hunter Biden laptop that these guys just traded on the name. At the very least, they seem to be doing that here.
You're two for two in answer number one. That's like his version of Starry, Starry Night.
Yep. I see.
So apparently the guy running the gallery says Hunter's been a painter for years. He's an artist.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. He's always been an artist, but there was a difference between painting on your own and saying, okay, that's all I'm going to do, and I'm just going to be an artist.
Yeah. I don't buy that. Okay. They're not like taking a company public. Everybody wanted a piece of. But the one thing is, it's only $200,000 for Hunter because he's got to give 10% of the sale to the big guy.
He doesn't care. Hunter Biden doesn't care. Joe Biden doesn't care. The White House doesn't care. They know what they're doing. This New York City gallery unveiling this new $225,000 Hunter Biden painting, and two buyers they claim now are interested. This is about funneling money. The Hunter Biden painting is selling for the price of a house. This is a guy that had no experience in art. And the most expensive artwork at the First Sun's new Soho show is priced at $225,000. On Saturday, a gallery worker refused to give the New York Post details on the potential buyer of the unentitled 57 by 98 inch mustard yellow floral painting on Japanese paper called Yupo. President Biden's scandaled scarred son sold two other works a day after his second solo art show opened at the George's Burgess Gallery on Friday. Unlike last year's debut of Biden's artwork, which was by invitation only, the new show is open to the public and features much stronger work, they claim. I want everyone to see his art, the gallery owner told the Post. The first show was successful. We achieved what we wanted from the exhibition. This exhibition shows a stronger confidence. Burgess has refused to elaborate on which paintings sold and who the buyers were. Paintings in last year's show ranged from $75,000 for works on paper to $500,000. For large canvases. What do the paintings look like? They look like a 9-year-old painting, to be honest with you. policy of not publicly naming purchasers and what they paid was highly controversial, with some critics saying it could lead to, quote, anonymous influence peddling, influence buying of the Bidens. Well, let's not say it could lead. Anyone buying these paintings, that's exactly what they are doing. Burgess told the Post that he has several paintings in the gallery's basement that Biden finished more than 20 years ago. Proof, he said, that he has worked most of his life to be an artist. Okay, sure, I believe you. He's always been an artist, Burgess said. The difference is where we are being misconstrued. That when he focused his whole life on art, they took it to being he just started doing art. But there is a difference between painting on your own and saying, okay, that's all I'm going to do, and I'm just going to be an artist. And so now he says these pieces of art are incredible. Hunter, his wife Melissa, and their toddler son Beau attended the opening on Thursday, an exclusive friends and family viewing, as they called it. Thursday's soft opening featured Biden's newest abstract works, which depict flowers and birds. Many of the paintings are done on sheet metal, and the paintings would be more than, well, above average in popularity, specifically in China. As one art critic said, China loves these types of paintings. They love flowers, they love birds, and they love the bright colors. I painted and washed it off, Biden told a group of spectators Thursday night in describing how he created the layers and splotches on a work in the series devoted to Japanese poetry. Yeah, Japanese poetry. Burgess said that the paintings were a form of self-reflection for Biden, who has been amassed in an ongoing investigation into his financial dealings with Ukraine and specifically China. Burgess said that he is already fielding a great deal of interest from Biden collectors, saying, quote, I think in many ways this show has started off on a better foot than the last one. Just the interest. He has a collector base of people who really like his work. Well, is it in America? Doesn't sound like it. The entire collection was about selling it to China. The White House has said the measures have been put in place. Major measures have been put in place to prevent any ethical concerns over, quote, potential buyers who might want to buy the work to curry favor with President Biden. Yes, because these safeguards have worked so well in the past. Now, the gallery says they believe that he will be able to make seven figures in about a week off of these paintings. Now, as this news broke, some of Hunter Biden's allies are now stepping up, making plans to go after accusers. We now know that an array of groups are preparing to defend the president's sons against the GOP onslaught when they take back control of the House. Hunter Biden's friend and lawyer, Kevin Morris, was blunt in laying out his thoughts at a strategy session last September on an expected onslaught of investigations by House Republicans. It was crucial, Morris suggested, for Hunter Biden camp to be more aggressive. Morris, at a meeting in his California home, described defamation lawsuits the team could pursue against the presidential son's critics, including Fox News, Eric Trump, and Rudy Giuliani. He outlined extensive research on two potential witnesses against Hunter Biden: a spurned business partner named Tony Bobulinski and a computer repairman named John Paul Mac Isaac. At one point, Hunter Biden himself happened to call into the meeting, connecting briefly by video to add his own thoughts. Quote, they feel that there is a whole counter narrative missing because of the whole Hunter hater narrative out there. A liberal activist, David Brock, who attended the meeting, said, what we really got into was more the meat of it, the meat of what a response would look like. Brock was planning for a new group, quote, Facts First USA, focused on fighting the looming House GOP investigations. I love it. Facts First USA. All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation? Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Also, reminder, make sure you hit that auto download or subscribe button now so that you can get this podcast every day for free. And make sure you share this podcast on social media by hitting that little forward button right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The meeting that they, all these Democrats had, was a meeting that they wanted to have so they could put it out to the public and say, hey, this is a glimpse into the infrastructure that we're going to come after Republicans with. In essence, we're going to blackmail you. We're going to expose you. We're going to make sure that you hurt if you come after Hunter Biden, James Biden, or Joe Biden. If you think you can get away with this, you're just wrong. We're not going to let you get away with this. There were Democrats that actually went on TV this weekend talking about how they're going to come after and hurt people. One Democratic slime merchant, David Brock, vowed to dish dirt on Republicans if they probe Hunter Biden, a threat that he made on MSNBC. Take a listen.
And we start with the latest around Hunter Biden. According to new reporting in the Washington Post, a coalition of Hunter's allies won't sit quietly as Republicans prepare to make him a national figure in their investigations when they take over the House in just a few weeks. For years, the GOP has claimed the president's son has traded on his name in shady business deals and that President Biden is culpable for his son's alleged misconduct. The Bidens have denied any wrongdoing. Joining me now is one of those allies, David Brock, president of Facts First USA. David, thank you very much for coming to the Sunday show.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so why go on offense? Why not keep a low profile?
Well, look, I have been in right-wing media. I've studied right-wing media for 20 years. And as early as August, I knew it was coming. We can't wish this away. We know what they're going to do. They've announced what they're going to do. The first press conference they had out of the box was about Hunter Biden. So Democrats are not putting Hunter Biden front and center. Republicans are. And we also know that this has been asked and answered in 2020. It's been investigated ad nauseum. It's been looked at by a Senate committee, by Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal. They found nothing. So I met with Hunter Biden and his lawyers back in September as part of the due diligence for this project. And I came out of that, Jonathan, very confident that we are going to be able to show over time that this is nothing but a bunch of recycled conspiracy theories. And they're going to hurt themselves, I think, by investigating this, because at the end of the day, part of the story is kind of a sick politics of demonizing addiction and, mm-hmm. and mental health issues and that are in many, many families. We know that.
By the way, you can hear this is what they're going to stick with. You can hear it in the way that they describe this. I told you from the very beginning, this is what they were going to do. They were going to say, well, this is just a guy who had an addiction problem. He was an addict. He's overcome so much. He didn't really know what he was doing. And everything was totally fine. And how dare you pick on somebody that lost his brother, that had mental health issues, and was a drug addict? You can't hold him accountable for what he was doing. This is a great guy that has overcome so much. That's going to be their defense the entire time. But what you're also hearing from this slime merchant, David Brock, is the warning. We've got dirt, or he's threatening that he has dirt on Republicans. And if you guys move forward and try to pull this off, it's going to be game over for you guys. We will come after you and ruin your lives personally.
The laptop shows that President Biden was an empathetic father trying to help his son. We don't need a congressional investigation for that, Jonathan, but we're unfortunately going to have one, and we're going to have one because Kevin McCarthy can't get to 218 votes. And so he's making this corrupt bargain, all these deals on the side with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gosar to have more aggressive investigations, to change rules. Everything they want, they're getting, the MAGA extremists. Mm-hmm. And we need to educate the public about what's behind this. That's why.
I need you to tell me more about this meeting you said you had in September.
Sure.
What you described as a due diligence meeting with Hunter Biden.
By the way, you have to understand how much propaganda this is, right? MSNBC says we're going to give you as much time as you need to come on and talk about how and reframe what this attack on Hunter Biden's going to be. And he said, sure. We've started a political, basically, war room. Facts first. We're going to tell people this is propaganda from the right. None of this is real. None of this actually matters. So remember this as the Republicans take control of the House and when they start investigating, which brings me back to the Twitter files. Tucker Carlson had a very interesting take on the Twitter files and the drop of some of the new information, specifically part two. And I want you to hear what he had to say.
Barry Weiss of Substack began posting part two of the Twitter files. Now, these are assessments of internal documents from Twitter that have been hidden under previous management, but are now being exposed by Elon Musk, who just bought the company. So first, Musk last week gave a trove of documents to Matt Taibbi of Substack and now to Barry Weiss. Weiss is unpacking all of this right now live on Twitter in a Twitter thread. What she has revealed so far confirms what many suspected but none knew for certain, which is that Twitter routinely censored prominent critics of the Biden administration, did so in secret without telling anyone, and with no factual justification whatsoever. This is known as shadow banning. Twitter did it all the time. Now, publicly, they denied doing it. People who were being shadow banned suspected something was up, but they didn't know. Now, officially, Twitter's chief legal officer, chief censor at Twitter, Vijaya Gadde, a woman who was rewarded by the Biden administration for her work on their behalf, said that, quote, we do not shadow ban. And we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideologies. That's what she said. That was a lie. And the documents that Barry Weiss is posting right now, including screenshots of Twitter's internal censorship tools, prove that it was a lie. One of Twitter's targets for shadow banning was a Stanford professor, a physician PhD called Jay Bhattacharya, one of the most impressive people in American medicine, someone we've had on this show many, many times. There was no justification for censoring Jay Bhattacharya. Except he was one of the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, which very early in the so-called pandemic infuriated our country's public health establishment, including Tony Fauci, by opposing COVID lockdowns. Jay Bhattacharya has spent his career studying the health effects of various policies on vulnerable populations. So he knew that COVID lockdowns would harm children, and he said so. That has turned out to be true. But Twitter, doubtless at the request of the authorities, shadow banned Professor Bhattacharya of Stanford for saying this out loud. They prevented his tweets from trending, and that meant that most users could not see his tweets, though they were factual. Twitter also shadow banned Fox's Dan Bongino. According to Weiss, Twitter at one point slapped Bongino with a search ban that made it impossible for users of Twitter to find tweets by Dan Bongino. Because they were inaccurate? No. Because they were accurate. That was the crime. That's always the crime. They never punish you for lying. They only punish you for telling the truth. Twitter also flagged Charlie Kirk's account with a do not amplify tag. Weiss reports that, quote, the group that decided whether to limit the reach of certain users was the Strategic Response Team, Global Escalation Team, or SRTGET. The team often handled up to 200 separate cases a day. Another group within Twitter called Site Integrity Policy Policy Escalation Support, notice the bureaucratic handles here, it's like the military, that group also handled shadow banning. And that group included Gadde, as well as Twitter executives Yoel Roth and Parag Agarwal, who ran the company. None of this has been previously known. It was never disclosed to the public. Weiss's thread is ongoing. It's being updated as we speak. And of course, we'll bring you more information as we get it.
you hear and you put all this in perspective. And what we're going to end up seeing next in these Twitter files, and we're going to have this for you tomorrow, is what they did to silence and censor people when it came down to the issue of COVID. When important people said important things online that went against the regime, what happened? Fauci and others just sent emails and said, shut down this person, silence this person, shadow ban this person, and make sure that all of this really just goes away. If you had a question that you asked, just a basic question, they would do the same exact thing. They would silence you. They would censor you. They would say, you can't ask that question. You can't ask or talk about that. This is Twitter each and every day. Lastly, what we know now for a fact is that this was all being done by government officials, okay? Government officials who absolutely loved getting emails from the deep state, from the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, whoever wanted to send them an email telling them whatever it was that they wanted them to do. From the White House, from presidential campaigns, from candidates, the list goes on and on. They loved all of that. And now we know that every single thing that conservatives and Republicans said was happening to them in real time was actually happening to them in real time. Dan Bongino, you couldn't find him. When he said it, what did people say? Oh, he's a kook. He's a conspiracy theorist. He's a nut job. He's crazy. Right? Just a Twitter account. Shut up, sit down, and be silent. We know that he was right. Not only was he right, but every other Republican out there that thought that their account was being screwed with was also right. And it's not just Twitter. I'm going to say it now. It's not just Twitter. It's going to end up being Google. It's going to end up being YouTube. And it's going to end up being Instagram. And it's going to end up being Facebook. And it's going to end up being TikTok. You watch. It will come out. And hopefully there'll be brave men and women who are willing to expose those agencies.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Twitter is literally auctioning off virtually everything that made Twitter ridiculous. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about Elon Musk is changing the culture and doing it quickly. He is saying, see ya, to their espresso machines, their lounge chairs. Other employee toys are all for sale now, showing just how ridiculous and how much of a country club the woke Twitter offices were. Now, members of the public are going to have an opportunity to rob the graveyard of old Twitter as dismissed employees once beloved espresso machines and their comfy lounge chairs are put up for auction. The social media company is going to sell off all of their kitchen equipment and furniture from its San Francisco office next month to interested buyers through Heritage Global Partners. They're a company that conducts auctions for downsizing business. Now, roughly 2/3 of Twitter employees have departed the company under Elon Musk's new high expectations for remaining workers' mandates, right? They actually want you to work. And now he's saying, see ya. Now, items for sale include their La Marca Gozoco espresso machines. Never heard of it before. It must be really nice. And their specialty rotisserie ovens, as well as commercial blenders and grinders, refrigerators, grills and griddles, fryers. braising pans, and even their beloved pizza ovens. That according to a list that has been posted by Heritage Global Partners. That's not all. Electronics and furniture will be available for auction, including Apple computers and monitors, Google Jamboards, NEC projectors, phones and speakerphones, soft seats and furnishings, and hundreds of office chairs. Musk making headlines for quickly pivoting the culture of the social media company from a nice Airbnb, their plush amenities, five-star hotel-like workplace, towards an actual commitment to improving the platform and, you know, actually having to work. As for the internal restaurants that are at Twitter, yeah, they're getting rid of those as well. They're not going to have it be a five-star country club. They're sick and tired of it. And this is part of why they say the woke culture has been a total disaster at Twitter. Most of the employees actually talked about working about 4 hours a day. Some saying they only worked 4 hours a week. Now, let me hit pause on that perspective on a liberal environment and go to the other big story that is also broken. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about an awesome gift that you can give for Christmas to anybody on your list as an outdoorsman. It is TurtleBox. It is the loudest, truly portable Bluetooth speaker on the market. And this is a gift for anybody that loves to tailgate, loves to be outside, loves to go to sporting events. If you have kids on sporting teams, you will love this speaker. And if you want to have a gift that you know will be used for years to come, you need to check out TurtleBox. I've got one. It is awesome. And it is truly portable, waterproof speaker, the loudest on the market. You need to check them out. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com, all right, /Ben. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. You'll also get $20 off when you use my promo code at checkout, which will save you money. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben to get the ultimate Christmas gift for any outdoorsman or anybody in your life that loves music outside that's truly portable audio. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. Now, the Democrat mega donor, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been arrested in the Bahamas. Now, initially, you would think that's a good thing. Here's where the fix is in. He was arrested after being a free man for basically more than 30 days in the Bahamas, just hours before he was going to face questions from Congress. Why did this happen this way? I'll tell you exactly why. Democrats were terrified of what he may say. In virtually all of his interviews, he's been spilling the beans because I think it's like, hey, my house is on fire. I'm going to take everybody else down with me. The Democratic mega donor, the number two donor in the Democratic Party, SBF, was arrested just hours before that questioning in Congress. And he was arrested in the Bahamas. Why? Because Democrats apparently did not want him to have to testify in front of the House Financial Services Committee. Bankman-Fried arrested after U.S. authorities filed criminal charges against him, and many now are believing this is 100% to do with politics. Quote, earlier this evening, the Bahamian authorities arrested Samuel Bankman-Fried at the request of the U.S. government. Yeah, I understand why now. Based on a sealed indictment filed by New York's district attorney. United States Attorney Damian Williams said, we expect to unseal the indictment in the morning and we'll have more to say at that time. But if you go to their Twitter page, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York said, USA, Damian Williams, earlier this evening, Bahamian authorities arrested Samuel Bankman-Fried at the request of the U.S. government based on that sealed indictment. Well, there you go. Some politicians are not happy about this, quickly pointing out that Bankman-Fried's arrest came just hours before his highly anticipated testimony to Congress, where many Republicans were going to ask him tough questions about his donations to the Democratic Party. Lee Zeldin said this, tomorrow, Sam Bankman-Fried was scheduled to testify in front of the House Financial Services Committee. House GOP was ready to grill him six ways to Sunday. Former New York Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin also said, now breaking tonight, Sam Bankman-Fried was just arrested. Why not allow him to first testify tomorrow and answer our many questions? This is how the deep state and the Democratic Party works. And I bring this up because now let's go into the Twitter files. This is no different than the playbook that we've now learned from the Democratic Party and from what has come out from the Twitter files. When Democrats don't want something to see the light of day, what do? They cover it up, silence it, and make sure it never sees the light of day. Sam Bankman-Fried was the number two donor of the Democratic Party behind George Soros. He's scheduled to appear before the House Financial Services Committee, and they say this is a problem. What do? Let's indict him and get him arrested. Now, the disgraced financier previously dodged Chairwoman Maxine Waters' request for him to testify before the committee. That's what they're trying to claim. Bankman-Fried was a very close friend and donor to Maxine Waters, just so you know. Bankman-Fried told Waters and the committee last week that he is not sure if he would be finished learning and reviewing what happened with FTX before the committee wanted him to testify, quote, on December the 13th. However, on Monday, during a Twitter Space interview just hours before his arrest, Bankman-Fried confirmed that he would appear remotely before the House Financial Services Committee rather than an in-person appearance because he is quite overbooked. And that's when Democrats said, crap, we got to indict him now and get him so he won't be able to tell his story. I don't think I will be arrested, Bankman-Fried reportedly said during that Twitter Space interview. He added that he is open and willing to possibly appear before the Senate Banking Committee on Wednesday. Senators Sherrod Brown, Democrat, Ohio, and Pat Toomey, Republican, Pennsylvania, the chairman and the ranking member of the Senate Banking Committee, criticized Bankman-Fried over his reluctance to confirm an appearance before their committee. Brown and Toomey said in a joint statement, quote, virtually every CEO, financial regulator, and administration official for Republicans and Democrats has agreed to testify in front of both the Senate and the House when called upon. This is how congressional oversight works. We have offered Sam Bankman-Fried two different dates for providing testimony before the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee and are willing to accommodate virtual testimony. He has declined in an unprecedented abdication of accountability. Given that Bankman-Fried's counsel has said they were unwilling to accept service of the subpoena, we will continue to work to have him appear before the committee. He owes the American people an explanation. Now, this is where I believe that Sam Bankman-Fried actually screwed up. If he was smart, he would have turned on all of the Democrats that he was giving to, telling them that the reason why he was able to get away with what he got away was because they didn't regulate him because he was giving them so much money. That's the truth of the matter. Let's not act like it's not. Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Democrats are terrified that Bankman-Fried may flip on them and really may expose exactly how he was able to get away with what he got away with. If his advisors, and it's clear that Bankman-Fried is a crazy guy, but if his advisors were really, truly smart, what they would end up doing and what they would end up saying is very obvious. We got away with running a Ponzi scheme because the Democratic Party allowed us to get away with it. We got away with doing whatever the hell we wanted to do because Democrats allowed us to get away with it. We were able to do exactly what it was that we wanted. We were able to accomplish exactly what we wanted to accomplish, which was take money from an insane number of individuals, right? Again, let's just be clear. That's exactly what we did. That's exactly what they did. Because no one held us accountable. We were unregulated because I bribed people. I truly believe that is what he would say in response to all of this, if he was telling the truth, because that's clearly what we have seen based on what they have done. Now, this is no different than what Twitter was doing with the U.S. government. You guys can silence and censor and get away with taking away the rights of Americans as long as you play with the Democratic Party and you donate to the Democratic Party. Why do you think Section 230 has not been overturned? The protection for Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the others and YouTube and Google. Why do you think it's not been overturned? I'll tell you exactly why. It's because as long as you give money to the Democrats, and that's what has happened, Democrats keep getting donations from Mark Zuckerberg or Sam Bankman-Fried or Dorsey and the other employees. You can run any way you want to. You can run it however you want to. It doesn't matter. Now, the FTX new CEO has spoken before Congress moments ago. He was asked about this collapse. And this is the FTX new CEO that's been put in place to talk about just how bad things actually are. And I want you to hear what he had to say moments ago in front of this committee that, well, Sam Bankman-Fried was supposed to be actually testifying before, but miraculously we arrested him right beforehand so it wouldn't hurt the Democrats. Take a listen.
FTX. That's just a sideline comment. One of the questions I've got is with regards to the Farmington State Bank. This is an investment that Alameda made into, and it's a little bitty bank, according to a New York Times article. State of Washington, 26th smallest bank out of 4,800 in the country. They bought it in 2020, had a net worth of $5.7 million, and they dropped $11.5 million in for a percentage of the ownership. Do you know off the top of your head what the percentage of ownership was in that bank that they purchased?
I believe that ownership was approximately 10%, but I can.
Okay, that's what I've heard too. So, therefore, they paid 20 times book, which is off the charts outrageous. So it should be a red flag over the place. Yet they were able to purchase that, even though it's a minority interest, but 20 times book. FDIC allowed that to happen. They changed names to Moonstone Bank, and since then they've four separate accounts have dropped to roughly $71 million. Again, according to FDIC data and according to this article. Have you looked at this relationship at all yet to see what's going on here and whether there's any irregularities at all?
We are looking at it. It certainly is one of the things that came to our attention fairly quickly. We're looking at what the dollars were that went from the FTX group to that bank. And we're looking at the connections of that bank to the Bahamas.
Now, here's the thing. Everybody, and the reason why I play that, and I'm going to explain it to you. FTX was able to take over basically a bank. And the U.S. government allowed them to take over this bank, even though the deal was a terrible deal that should not have been allowed to happen for as little as they put into the bank. And it was running part of their Ponzi scheme. They needed a bank to help them with the Ponzi scheme. That's what John Ray, the new FTX CEO, who is trying to untangle all of this, has just told you. Every single safeguard in the United States government that was supposed to protect millions of Americans who lost billions of dollars didn't work. How is that even possible? There's only one explanation for this. And that one explanation is he was giving millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to the Democratic Party. So when you're bribing people, and that's what this is, it is bribery. You can get away with anything you want. Now, you look at this recent release of the trove of emails that were sent by Twitter employees related to the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. These two scandals are no different. They basically have the same exact playbook, right? This release of these troves of emails by Twitter employees related to Hunter Biden laptop scandal have fueled the reality that you have direct conspiratorial ties between the social media platform and the government in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election. That is no different than what we are now seeing with XTF. You had direct conspiratorial ties between Sam Bankman-Fried, the Democratic Party, and the regulators of the United States government. You go back and look at what Elon Musk teased several days ahead of their release on Friday, December the 2nd, right? These Twitter files. They show that Twitter engaged with politicians over the content on its platform, as well as the social media network's efforts to suppress the story of Hunter Biden for one reason. They needed to tip the scales before the election. And they knew if they legitimized a story that they knew was legitimate, the government knew it was legitimate, the deep state knew it was legitimate, Twitter knew it was legitimate, Facebook knew that it was legitimate. They knew that if they didn't tip the scales, Joe Biden wouldn't be the president. Now, the messages point to a clear platform leadership connection to the leadership of the Democratic Party. And the leadership at Twitter opted early on to suppress the story and its recommendation and algorithms, and then blocked the link to it, and then treated it like child pornography sharing, because the company's policy was to make sure that Joe Biden got elected. They knew it wasn't hacked material. That didn't matter either. According to the Twitter files, the decision to block the article was made by the former head of legal, public policy, and trust and safety at Twitter. In one of the screenshots, a former U.S. policy communications manager, Trenton Kennedy, wrote that he was struggling to understand the policy basis for marking the Hunter Biden story as unsafe. The decision was said to have been based on what several of Twitter sources called a general warning from federal government, not direct, general, about the possibility of the post article stemming from foreign interference, even though the deep state, the government that was warning Twitter and Facebook and Google and Instagram, they knew the story was real. They had the laptop for over a year. I go back and compare this to Sam Bankman-Fried. Millions of Americans have lost billions of dollars because the government was in on it the entire time. It's called bribery. That's what it is. Anyone that says it's not bribery, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. This was clearly bribery from the very beginning. Sam Bankman-Fried was able to operate for probably years longer than he should have been. And certainly for, through the midterm election, because he was their top financier. They were able to buy banks in ways that they would, no one else, you and I, would never be allowed to. The federal government would have denied the ability for us to buy a bank and do what we were trying to do. And everyone knows it. Okay, everybody understands this. And then he files for bankruptcy 2 days before, or excuse me, 2 days after the midterm elections. And then just hours before he's going to testify before Congress and explain the relationship between him and Democrats, he immediately just gets arrested? Are you kidding me? This is communism playing out in America, because this is what happens in communist countries around the world. This is what corruption looks like around the world, except now it's happening in real time in the United States of America. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com.
Now there's enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's also a very big issue that has come up, and I want to put this on your radar screen as well, and that is some legislation, and you want to talk about silencing people. You may remember we got rid of, and many, many great men and women in our military were actually fired because they refused to get the vaccine. There's some legislation that I want to bring to your attention that Marsha Blackburn is advocating for, U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn, and earlier today, I sat down with her to talk about that, but also what's happening with the Twitter files as well. And is Congress going to hold people accountable for what they did at Twitter? Here is that conversation. Joining me now to talk about that is U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. Senator, good morning. Nice to have you with us. And there are a lot of people that are depressed over the fact that we did not get the Senate majority. In fact, we gave the Democrats one more seat. That's concerning. And then we have now at least one senator that's flipped to an independent. It's going to make things very interesting and spicy. But let's talk about these Twitter files. You and I have talked about this backstage at CPAC, about the silencing, shadow banning, censoring of conservatives. It was real. We all experienced it in real time. We all witnessed people that were calling us and saying, hey, I can't reach my audience anymore. Now we know exactly what Twitter was doing. The question is, what can Congress do about this, if anything at all? And how do we find out exactly what's been happening at Google? What's been happening at YouTube? What's been happening at Facebook and Instagram? Because we also know that those companies apparently have also met regularly with the deep state and people within the government, possibly the Democratic Party as well, on who they want to shut down and silence.
Well, you're right about every bit of that, Ben. And as you know, over the past 2 years, Senator Blumenthal and I, in a bipartisan manner, he is the chairman, me is the top Republican on the Consumer Protection Data Security Subcommittee, have held a series of hearings into big tech and looking at what they do with collecting information and how they censor and prioritize. And we have directed this at how the platforms use the information of children what we have come to find out is not only do they do this with children, but with adults, and that is confirmed with how they have gone about with the censoring on Twitter. And the Twitter files being made public, I think, is such an important step, and I'm glad Elon Musk is doing that. Now, as we move forward, past investigations, past making criminal referrals to the Department of Justice, which is something that the House will be able to do through oversight and investigations in the Energy and Commerce Committee, which covers these tech issues, there is a need for online consumer privacy information. Senator Blumenthal and I have the bipartisan bill that would put that national privacy standard in place. It would allow you, the online consumer, to own your virtual you, and would say to these platforms, you cannot data mine me, you cannot control my information, you cannot monetize my information unless I give you explicit permission to do this. Plus, big tech, you can't kick me off your platform. Now, that is the type of privacy legislation people have wanted to see. I have had a privacy bill for 10 full years and have been fighting big tech for a decade on this issue. And it is time to put these protections in place for the American consumer.
I got to ask, why has it taken so long? Is it because of the lobbyists and the power of big tech and the money that big tech spends? I mean, we know Facebook's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, is one of the top donors to the Democratic Party and to Democratic candidates. The amount of money that he spent in the last presidential election and in the midterms was unbelievable. It's huge money. Is that why you can't get this done so far?
Yes, big tech has fought this every step of the way, and we were marking the bill up 10 years ago in the Energy and Commerce Committee, and Nancy Pelosi put a halt to it. Why did she do that? It's because you had Silicon Valley there pushing against it. Why has the Open App Market Act not made its way across the Senate floor? We have passed it with a, get this, 20-2 vote out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which would take Apple and Google off as the gatekeepers on all the apps you put on the Android or the iPhone. And why has it not finished? It is because you've got California senators that don't want that bill to move forward. But the American people want to see a privacy standard. They want to see data security. They want to own their virtual you when they are online. And it is time to do this. I think people are sick and tired of this. You look at what is happening with children. Our Kids Online Safety Act is ready to go. And it would prohibit these big tech platforms from monetizing our children, from allowing drug dealers and pedophiles and videos that cause self-harm to come into the lives of our children. And I've worked very closely with parent advocates, kid advocates, teens themselves who have said there needs to be some policing and reining in of these video platforms. And it is those senators that represent these areas that are slowing this down. But we need to get these protections online. People want to have security. They want to know that their right to privacy is protected, whether they're in the physical space or the virtual space.
Well, let's talk about TikTok, because you mentioned that people want safety and security. It's pretty clear now from all of the different intel and warnings that have come out that TikTok is nothing more than a spying mechanism for China. Why are we still allowing the TikTok app to be used when we know that it's just about data gathering on every single user, especially in the U.S. We've seen states now that are banning the TikTok app from being downloaded onto government phones. Would the federal government move to that, or is there just too much influence from the left to say, no, we got to keep China's top app and, you know, rolling in America?
We have tried to get TikTok banned, and indeed, President Trump moved to remove TikTok. Biden let TikTok back in. And what we know is that federal phones, we removed them from the phones of our military and our federal employees. They cannot put these social media apps on a federal phone. We know that that is dangerous. And so, and your military can't have it on any phone. This is something that the Chinese Communist Party, who is in cahoots, remember, with the other members of your axis of evil. You have Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. These are people that do not wish us well. And you don't want them having access to sensitive data and information.
Let's talk quickly before we move to another issue that deals with the military about lying to Congress. Senator, it's getting frustrating, I know, for many Americans that watch. And this last week is a perfect example of this. We have video of Jack Dorsey deliberately lying to Congress when being asked questions about shadow banning, about silencing conservatives. We know that he lied to Congress now based on the internal files of Twitter that are being exposed. Does anyone get in trouble anymore if you're a Democrat or on the left, if you just straight up lie to Congress? Is there any accountability anymore about lying to Congress? It was supposed to be a big deal, like, hey, when you go testify in Congress, you don't lie.
Well, it is a big deal. And you look at people that raise their hand and take that oath and then sit down in that chair and answer things in a very curious way, if you will. And I think that as you have the House going under Republican control, you will see some action take place for people that have chosen to stand there and not tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I look forward to what the House members are going to do as they begin to take these actions. You look at what we're finding out from the Twitter files, and as you said, if Twitter was doing it, you know that other people are doing it. And then I think one of the things that has come out that is important for us to remember is that the contributions that these employees at Twitter made were 96% to 99%, all for Democrat candidates. Yeah. So what they were doing was taking their political ideology, and then they were making decisions based completely on that. And they were getting rid of things that offended their sensibilities, not things that were something breaking the rules or breaking a law, but they were actually infringing someone's free speech because they disagreed with a point of view. So let that sink in for a minute and think about what they're actually doing here and the dangers of that. So these people that have come before Congress, raised their hand, taken an oath, and now we're finding out they knew differently. They had knowledge and they did something different. And we are going to have to be very attuned to watching what the House does as they move forward with these referrals.
I hope that, and I say this because I've talked to so many people that are just at the point of beyond outrage, and they feel like sometimes conservatives, when they get to Congress, don't fight the same way Democrats do. I hope you guys in the Senate encourage them to stick to it, to get to the truth, hold people accountable in the House, because people are expecting that. I want to move to this other issue.
Yeah.
You have called on Biden to sign the National Defense Bill and repeal his power-grabbing military COVID mandate. This is a COVID vaccine mandate that was harmful to the military, Not only was it harmful and took away people's rights when it comes to medical decisions, but it also now, we have been told, has put us in a bad spot with our troop numbers. Talk about this, and is there a chance that they will admit we got this wrong, kicking people out of the military for not being vaccinated?
Yes, and what we are working to do right now is get this NDAA across the line, and we know that 3,300 Marines, 1,800 soldiers, 1,800 sailors and 900 airmen have been removed from active duty service because of this mandate. You also have members of the National Guard removed because of this mandate. So my legislation that has made it into the NDAA and already passed the House says, DOD, you've got 30 days and this goes away. But by the end of 30 days, it is gone. And they have to implement it. And what we do know is that because of these efforts that I've been making for 6 months, that there are some members of the military that have already been called back. If you've got a squadron that needs a highly trained pilot, or you've got other special skills and they can't fill out a unit, some of these individuals have been allowed to move back into service. And with this, we think you will see others of that. The next step after we get this mandate rescinded is to make these men and women that were released whole, to get them their benefits, to allow them back into the military if they so choose to serve. Those are components that we will go to rectifying this situation, this overstep that DOD and the Biden administration has exercised.
Are there Democrats that are willing to come alongside you on this one that you've talked to? Colleagues have said, yeah, we understand this. I mean, this to me seems like it could be a very big bipartisan type bill.
Well, and it has. And bear in mind, when I presented these amendments in committee, they were voted down on a party line vote. And now what we've seen is that with bipartisan support, it has come out of the House and it will move with bipartisan support through the Senate.
Incredible. Senator, I appreciate your time as always. Good to chat with you this morning. Keep us updated on this bill as it moves forward. Good luck in this new Congress. I know there's a lot of people that are excited to see what Republicans do. You were in the House for a long time, so keep encouraging those guys. Don't back down, because I know there's a lot of people that are afraid that's what's going to happen, and they're going to need everybody's support who's been there before to say, hey, don't back down. So thanks as always. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.
As I've said before, we are going to keep exposing the Twitter files. Every day when new stuff drops, we will have it here for you. So make sure that you subscribe to our podcast, all right? Also, make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please write us a 5-star review, and I will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.